Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. In the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Tyler Hartwell has left the National Australia Bank after joining in February 2019 as General Manager for Client Coverage and Corporate Finance, Europe. And Glencore Agri is tapping the Asian loan market for the first time to raise a $300 million facility for general working capital purposes. Over in the commodity finance space, South African investors have pulled out of a multi-billion dollar coal-fired power plant project in northern Limpopo province, putting its construction at risk as opposition to the use of fossil fuels in the country grows, despite crippling power shortages. Trafigura threatened in 2018 to block Naira Star from drawing on a key loan facility, according to a letter from advisors to Nystar's board, accelerating a cash crunch that ultimately led to the trading giant's takeover of the company. And Canadian metals mining company Zox Zinc says it is still in active discussions with various capital providers for the Scotia project near Halifax. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, on a headline news offering, IDB Invest, which structured the bond for Colombian bank Davanda, believes the landmark issuance will catalyse the wider gender-linked bonds market in Latin America. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, Deutsche Bank has established a supply chain financing solution for BASF China, supporting the company and its suppliers in China with working capital capabilities. US-headquartered cloud payments and financial messaging group Voanti Technologies has announced two additions to its leadership team, with senior hires in customer success and solution delivery. And Lloyds Bank has partnered with working capital fintech Demica to provide a new supply chain finance platform for UK businesses and their supply chains. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider.